I've got with me Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association. And Jeff, we just had USDA release their crop estimate, and certainly for corn, definitely a big impact there. What's RFA's response to today's report?
Well, I think we all knew this was coming. The market has been anticipating a significant cut to the size of the crop in today's report and a cut to average crop yields. USDA is estimating the size of this year's corn crop at 10.78 billion bushels. So that's about 2 billion bushels lower than their July estimate, and it would actually be the smallest crop since 2006. But when you step back and look at the big picture, while this year's harvest is going to be considerably smaller than we initially expected, it's still remarkable that farmers are likely to produce the eighth largest corn crop in history, despite experiencing the worst drought in over 50 years and the hottest month of July in recorded history.
How does this impact requests for a waiver of the RFS?
Well, we know that today's report is going to be used as leverage by the livestock groups to push even harder for a waiver of the renewable fuel standard. It's unfortunate that they haven't taken the time to really understand the flexibility that exists within the RFS. Even if we continue to curtail ethanol production, which we will in response to a short crop, we still will be able to comply with the RFS due to the wealth of excess RFS credits that are available to refiners in the marketplace.
So essentially, the reality is that there is no necessity for a waiver, as you said.
That's right. There are an estimated 2.6 billion surplus RFS credits available to refiners that were generated because they overcomplied with the RFS in previous years. They can now use those excess credits in the event of reduced ethanol production, which we're very likely to see. Already, the ethanol industry has reduced its production by about 15% compared to where we were at the beginning of the year. Based on USDA's demand estimates today, we expect further reductions in the industry's corn consumption, but that does not threaten compliance with the RFS really in 2012 or in 2013.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jeff Cooper with Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.